WGN, this conversation sponsored by Jewel Osco. Get freshness at your fingertips. All right, Dawn, now let's talk on the radio. Welcome back to WGN.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You are the author of The Flexitarian Diet, the author of The Superfood Swap, Shape Magazine Advisory Board member, People Magazine Celebrity Diet Consultant. You are the winner of the ABC reality show My Diet is Better Than Yours. I'm sorry, I didn't watch that show.
Hey, you know what? I won. That's like the all you need to know. That's all you need to know.
You were the dietitian for the Cubs.
Yep. 10 glorious years.
And that's what kind of distracted me. You and I were talking off the air about the fact that when you're a dietitian for a major league team, I guess in any sport, what do you do?
Yeah, it's all about performance. So whether you are a pro athlete on the field or whether you have a job that's demanding, people want to perform at their highest level. So I do very much the same for sports as I do for everyday people. Is just look at what you're eating, not make it boring, but make it more nutrients so that you feel more energized, more focused, more confident, more happy.
But off the air, you were saying, well, all right, so for the team, then I provide the best ingredients. Is that what you were saying? Best
So I love to say, eat whatever you want, but just make it with the best in category. So the best bread, the best meat, the best vegetables. And so, I mean, that's really where it's at. It's, you know, eating what you actually want
but
to be eating.
But define best, because the best bread, for instance, could be very salty or very sweet or very caloric.
Yeah, I forget. You're talking to a registered dietitian nutritionist. So best to me is like, oh, there's beautiful whole grains. They're sprouted. This bread is dense with nutrition. So yeah, good call. Best is not necessarily anything but looking at the ingredients.
And when I look at the ingredients, say on a bread package at the grocery store, and I've got all of these brown things, and I'm like, okay, which is the one that I should pick? What categories or numbers? Carbohydrates or what would be the best way to shop intelligently for bread?
Yes, well, here you go. This is going to be maybe an aha moment. You've got to really bring your readers or a magnifying glass, because you've got to go to almost the smallest print on every package, whether it's bread or anything else, in the ingredient list. So it's not really about calories or carbs or protein. It's, is this actual product made with food that I recognize? So, you know, for a bread, is it whole grains as the first ingredient? You know, it's surprising.
Whole grains. Like, I'm going to look at the ingredients rather than the percentages.
Yes,
you
baby.
Want me to start there?
Yes.
Whole grains?
Yes.
Is that the word? That,
yeah, exactly. So not any other fancy, not enriched grains, not like seven grain. You're looking for the word whole. Exactly. And so, you know, this brings to me a conversation of like, listen, nutrition is overwhelming, okay? It's overwhelming. So where do we start? So yes, that's great to look at ingredients, but there's an even bigger picture here. And that is, are you eating enough fruits and vegetables? Because technically, this is launching June in Pride Month, and you see all like colorful flags all over. And this is where I say, oh my gosh, June is a great time to remind everybody to fuel your pride with colorful fruits and vegetables. So that is probably the very, very first place to start. When you walk into the grocery store, you grab your cart and you start loading it up with color. That is the key. I call it a cart check. Look down before you check out. Is half of your basket or cart colorful fruits and vegetables? If so, you're shopping right.
Hmm. So you're going to be with us for four consecutive weeks here. Maybe
ooh,
more.
Lucky
but let's
you.
Start.
Lucky you.
So we'll do breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks?
Yes.
Okay.
To really focus on that colorful fruits and veggies.
So if I go to the Jewel and I'm going to buy good breakfast foods, I'm going to pause here. Come back and give me a good breakfast cart. Can you do that?
Absolutely.
Dawn Jackson Blattner's in our studio, the registered dietitian and nutritionist and author and food eating expert. This conversation is sponsored by our friends at Jewel. As part of Pride Month, we're taking a little pride in our food consumption, I guess, this month. So start me off with a good breakfast.
Yes. Okay. So, yes, fuel your pride, all about colorful produce. And when I'm talking about produce, I feel like sometimes people roll their eyes. They're like, I know, I've heard you talk about fruits and vegetables before. So I came ready with a little bit of stats to say, who cares? Why should I even care about adding more fruits and vegetables? Okay. So in 2020, there was a study in the Journal of Nutrients. Okay. I actually brought it with me because you will not believe this. Okay. Eating more fruits and vegetables, even just one extra serving a day, made people have an increased mood, more optimism, confidence, lower stress levels, higher quality of life, more life satisfaction, higher self-esteem, more creativity, and more happiness. So is that anything that you would want in your life?
And I suppose some of that might be chemical, biological, but some of it might be psychological.
Yes.
I feel better about myself.
Absolutely. Those are things that really encourage me to do this, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of times in nutrition or in anything health, people are like, you know, I've heard it a million times. Why? Who cares? Well, those are some pretty big cares. And then in 2021, in the Journal of Circulation, decreased risk of cancer, decreased risk of heart disease, decreased risk of stroke. People live longer when they eat more fruits and vegetables.
So my breakfast this morning was a bowl of raisin nut bran cereal. And I'm like, oh, it's good. I got raisin, nuts, and bran. It tastes really good, which makes me suspicious that it's not as good for me as I think it is. You have any tips on cereal use or shopping?
Oh my gosh, yes. So I think this is the most perfect example of, listen, when people are like, okay, well, first off, how many fruits and vegetables am I supposed to eat? So really, the magic number is 5 cups a day. That would be the magic number. And then technically,
that is a tremendous amount of fruits and vegetables.
So technically, here's what it would be. It would be 2 cups of fruits or 2 pieces and 3 cups of vegetables. So bottom line is every single meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks, thinking about how can I, whatever I'm currently eating, how can I add fruits and vegetables to this? And so like I create for a lot of my clients, I create this tracker. It's a fruit and veggie tracker. So you mark off, you know, how many fruits and how many vegetables you're eating each day to encourage you to do this. But I mean, you don't even need a tracker. You just need to look and say, okay, hey, if I have this bowl of cereal and man, I'm trying my best. I get the bran. I'm trying to get the raisins in there. I'm trying to do my best. And then you say, okay, wait, how can I up level this to add even more produce? So even if you were to throw in a handful of blueberries with that.
How about half a banana?
Half a banana. Anything that you can do to increase those fruits and vegetables is great.
But they're not all the same. Like, is a blueberry more nutritious than a banana or better for me necessarily?
Ooh, this is a good question. So ranking. Everybody wants to rank it. What is the absolute best? So in many of these studies, berries and citrus in terms of fruit come to the top. And in terms of vegetables, a lot of times it's those leafy greens and cruciferous like broccoli and cauliflower. But research shows that the number one most important thing is variety. So even if you feel like, a lot of times I feel like, look at me, I'm eating berries, I'm eating my leafy greens, I'm eating all of these high nourishing fruits and vegetables. Hey, if I'm not getting variety, I'm not doing it right. So it's so important that some mornings, put that banana in. Some mornings it's berries, some mornings it's strawberries, whatever.
A lot of breakfast fruits include cantaloupe, honeydew melon, and watermelon. And once again, I think, all right, I'm eating fruits, but this feels like fake fruit. It's not, a watermelon can't be nutritious, maybe a cantaloupe more so. You have any thoughts about those?
No, melons are great. And again, it all boils down to variety. Now, I came prepared with some ideas of what you could have for breakfast if you need a little shakeup in your life, okay? So first off, I say, you know what? If you eat eggs in the morning, put some spinach in there. Call them green eggs, scramble them up, and eat a couple of like breakfast tacos. Sounds fun. I'd eat a breakfast taco. It's a good way to have some spinach, too. I love carrots in the morning, actually, on oatmeal. So it's like a carrot cake oatmeal.
Huh. Do you just dice them up a little bit?
Yeah, I shred them like shredded carrots with the oats. And then your favorite, I put some raisins in there and some pecans on top. So it's like it gives you a little carrot cake vibes. And then I think I need to really know what you think about this. Okay, in a smoothie, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen cauliflower. I make a creamsicle smoothie that has an orange in it, but also put frozen cauliflower. What are your thoughts? Cauliflower is so good for you.
Cauliflower is like the vegetable right now, isn't
it? I know.
It's cauliflower rice, cauliflower spaghetti, cauliflower. I don't like cauliflower.
Oh my gosh, this might be the way, this might be your entrance in.
And what am I going to do?
Okay, so you ever drink smoothies?
No. But okay. But you know what? I have a smoothie maker. I have a I have the little bullet.
Well, yes, exactly. So what I like about smoothies, I used to not be a smoothie advocate because I was thinking, oh my, they have too much sugar or whatever. But if you make them right, it is a great vehicle to get vegetables in your morning.
Yeah.
So like an unsweetened plant milk or dairy milk, whatever you like is the base. And then you say, okay, I'll have some protein powder, or you could put yogurt in there for protein. Great. And now you put fruit and a vegetable. And so for the vegetable, you could put cauliflower. And for the fruit, I put an actual orange, like a peeled, I peel it, and put it in there. It tastes like a creamsicle. It's amazing. But you're getting fruits and vegetables in there.
And you keep talking about cauliflowers, and you said we're not going to rank them, though, but is cauliflower a superfood?
Oh, yes, it is. So it's in this family called cruciferous vegetables. Among those are cauliflower, broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts. They're all in that cruciferous family. So yes, it's absolutely great for you. Again, variety rules. But I think it's just such a fun idea if you are on the go, if you're rushing around, to think about a smoothie that has a fruit and a vegetable.
You told us if I'm going to have maybe a little toast in the morning. You didn't say to have toast, but what if I want to have toast? You said bread, the word is whole. That's the whole
grain.
Whole
yeah.
grain.
I actually brought a prop here. You know what I made? Is I made, I was going to even leave it for you. Maybe if you'll love it for breakfast some other time. Okay. It's a, you know, you've heard of avocado toast, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Famous. It's famous. What if you're on the go and you need avocado toast? I have an avocado toast box where it's a little tub of avocado, your toast that's in there, hard-boiled egg, and then some cucumbers and tomatoes. And it's in this, like, look, see, I made it for you.
It's
a little box.
Can I hold it? Hand it.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, this is nice.
It's so cute, right? And
your avocado isn't brown.
Well, yes, I have it in one of those like individual things. And all of my produce that I get, all of this I get at Jewel Osco, and it inspires me to walk in there and I see all the colorful things and I make stuff with it. So that's your little breakfast avocado toast box.
This is toast, a little tub of sealed avocado, some of those cherry tomatoes, some diced cucumbers, a hard-boiled egg sliced in half. This would be a breakfast.
That could be a breakfast.
Or a snack or a lunch. This looks good.
Yes, it's very good. And it's a great way to get some produce in there, right? On the go.
Any last thing you want to say about breakfast before I throw you out of here?
Okay, no matter what you're eating right now, just think, how could I add fruits or vegetables to this? Because, you know, I'm going to be here all month with you talking about fueling your pride, colorful fruits and vegetables. And breakfast is where we're starting. And so we're going to take it every single meal. But this is a great opportunity to think about, you know, what can I put that's colorful on my breakfast plate?
You can share this conversation after the show. We podcast these segments, so if you missed it or want somebody else to hear the enthusiasm and good advice from Dawn Jackson Blattner, just go to WGNradio.com on the John Williams page. We'll do lunch next week.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you, Dawn.